What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about how to let go of a narcissist for good. Well, for once and for all, a few different tips and techniques that you can use. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. The narcissistic people, how to let them go for good. How to finally release the narcissist in your life. How to get him out of your life once and for all, y'all. So first of all, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out my mini courses and my support groups, because they can help you let them go as well. Link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Is mentalhealness.thankific.com down below. But yes. How to let them go for good. The first thing, y'all, I would just say, tell yourself the truth. The truth. You know, if I say it in my southern drawl that reads from North Carolina, drawl, the truth. Tell yourself the truth with an F. T-U-R-F.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Truth. Two Fs. Two F. There's a F. You know, tell yourself the truth. You have to, y'all. Absolutely tell yourself the truth. Write it down so that you can read it. Write it down so that it's legible. Write it down so that it's right in front of you, so you can no longer lie to yourself about what's going on. And maybe this person can change and trick yourself, or make it, like I said, give yourself this false hope. Tell yourself the truth about who they actually are right now. Absolutely right now. Who they are right now in this present moment. Not how they used to be. Not how they used to treat you, because that doesn't help you heal. How can y'all be realistic? How can talking about the good stuff help you heal? Unless it, how can talk about the good stuff help you heal? They were so nice and kind to me. They were did this and love bombing. The cheek clapping was amazing. How does writing down the good stuff help you? You know how? So write down who they really are, who you see them as, not who they have to. Not their potential. We're not focused on their potential. You see who they really are. They're not going to reach their potential of who they can be. You see who they really are. Mask off. Red flags are out. The red flags are flying. You know, red flags are flying everywhere. You got to catch them. Write down who they really are right now in this moment. Tell yourself the damn truth, y'all. If you're afraid to tell yourself the truth, then you're probably going to go back. Keep it real. If you can only focus on the good stuff, you're probably going to go back. Let's keep it real. They're still going to be in your life. This is not to forget them, y'all. You're not going to forget them. Like, it's damn near impossible to forget people that you spent an extended period of time with. This has changed your life in some way, shape, or form, good or bad. It's hard to forget that type of person, right? Somebody came to you. It's hard to forget that your first tornado. It's hard to forget your first tornado. You know exactly where you were, you know, and what was going on. So it's just like, tell yourself the truth. Yeah, you have to. You absolutely have to tell yourself the truth. You know, believe, I can only focus on the good stuff. If you can only focus on the good stuff, y'all, write down the good stuff and then also write down the bad stuff, right? If you can only focus on the good stuff and then write it down on the same piece of paper to show you the duality of this person. This person could have been good, but they chose to be bad. This person could have treated me good, but they chose to treat me bad. Because it's a choice. It is a choice, y'all. It's not just random actions. They're not possessed. They're not getting controlled by a remote controller. They're a real person. They made the choice to treat you badly. You see? Transference. Use transference, y'all. Like, seriously. The next thing, goodness gracious. The next thing that you can possibly do to help you get past this situation, to help you finally let them go, y'all, is to stop saying, "My narcissist." Simple. It seems simple, doesn't it? if the way you describe them in comment sections or to your family and friends, or when you're in a support group or something like that, stop saying my narc or my narcissist, because that right there means possession. When you say my and then you say that right there, that's possession. My soda bottle, my phone, my hair tie, my red flag. This is ownership. This is how I'm describing things of ownership. You can say my ex or my ex narcissistic person, my ex narcissist, my narc ex, but make sure you're using that adjective, that ex, my ex. Make sure you're using it right there. Don't just say my narcissist, because if you say my narcissist, it's possession. It's kind of, it's still like, it seems super simplistic, but it's the mind holding on to. Language matters. The words you use and how you use them absolutely matter. They really, really do. They absolutely matter. So stop saying my narcissist or my narc. If you catch yourself saying it, just correct it. My ex. If you catch yourself writing it down, just correct it. My ex. My ex narc. My ex partner. My ex toxic person. You see what I'm saying? My narcissistic parent, because then it can't be your ex parent. You know, if the narcissist in your life is your parent, it can't be your ex parent. You know, my ex boss, my ex narcissistic boss, but like parent is different. You know, my ex brother, he could be my ex brother in law, but like my ex brother, my ex narcissistic brother. You know, it's very important the words you use, y'all. So make sure you use better descriptive words to help you heal, because that's what it may. I hope it makes sense to you that the words you use really, really having an impact on how you feel and how you coordinate, how you navigate life. So make sure you say my ex narcissist, my narcissistic ex, my toxic ex. Make sure you're hammering away at the ex word, because that helps you in the long run. You know, you have to stay empowered on this space right here. The next thing that you can do, y'all, this is gonna be number three right here. The next thing that you can do is to just be, again, it's about honesty, but tell yourself that there's no reward, y'all. There's no pot of gold at the end of this toxic ass rainbow. You know how the normal rainbow has all these bright colors? The toxic narcissistic rainbow is all dark, sludgy, swampy colors. Dark, like beet red. You know how the normal rainbow has the bright red in it? The toxic narcissistic rainbow has like beet red, or, you know, just some dark stain color. It's got stains. It's got chips in it. It's not a normal rainbow. This rainbow is jagged. It's the shape of a rainbow, but it's got jagged edges. There's pieces missing. There's holes in it. it's a weird rainbow. You know what I mean? Drop a rainbow in the comment section. You made it this far. I appreciate you. But it's it's a weird rainbow. But there's no pot of gold. There's no reward at the end of this rainbow, y'all. There really isn't. I know people are just like, if I stay a little longer, maybe they'll change. If I give them another chance, maybe they'll change. There's going to be a reward for me, for my struggle. There's going to be a reward for the time I put in for. Y'all, your reward can be your freedom. Your reward can be your understanding. Your reward can be having setting boundaries, having standards for your life. That's your reward. Your reward can't be this person that's treating you horribly, y'all. They can't be this person that treated you hard. But let's say y'all been together for 20 years. And this is not me telling you to leave. But like I said, y'all been together 20 years. In 20 years, y'all, they had 20 years to treat you better, right? They treated you bad for 17 out of these 20 years. Even if they started changing their behaviors now, it'd be hard-pressed, very hard-pressed for you to just be like, you know what, I forgive you. I forgive you for everything you've ever done to me. Now, yeah, that's hard as hell to do. It's hard not to hold that against them. It really is. So you have to tell yourself there's no reward in this space right here. And like I said, when I say letting go of the narcissist for good, it's letting go of them emotionally too. It's not just physically. It's not just physically letting them like a little balloon and letting them fly off. It's emotionally too. You're letting go of them emotionally, because sometimes people stay because they think there's a reward. You know, they think there's a reward at the end of this toxic rainbow for them. There's not. You know, there's no reward for this right here. So you have to empower yourself to understand there's no reward for staying. There's no gift you get at the end of the rainbow for being a ride or die. Except dying. Ride or die. Ride or die. You ride or you die. Most times you die emotionally. It's emotional death, not physical. Sometimes it's physical, but most times it's an emotional death. Death, you know. And let's say, and the last thing that I will cover today that's going to help you, you know, finally let that person go, that will help you finally get that release that you're so searching for, y'all, is to stop making excuses for their behaviors. You don't have to do, you don't have to do these in any order, but you have to stop making excuses for their behavior. You have to stop, hey, they had a bad childhood, so I need to forgive them. No. Yeah, they bad. You can have empathy for the fact that they had a bad childhood. But damn, y'all, that doesn't give them the right to treat you horribly. They went to jail for 20 years. They don't know how to act in real life right now. Y'all, this still does not give them the right to treat you horribly because they've been locked up for 20 years. You know, they never had it. They grew up in a single parent household with a lack of means. Y'all, so did I. You see what I'm saying? It's just in this space right there. It still does not give them the right to treat you horribly, to cheat on you, to beat on you, to lie to you, to steal from you, whatever it is, to hold you back, to not celebrate your wins. That doesn't give them the right to do that. Their struggle is not giving them the right to make you struggle or to talk to bring you down to their level or to try to. So you have to stop making excuses for their behavior. Now, they do that enough. That narcissistic person does it enough. They make enough excuses for their own behaviors. Don't you jump in on the excuse train too. Don't you give them more excuses. Don't you start blaming yourself. Because that could be a whole nother one. We're going to add it in right here though. I'm going to add this in. You know, when you start blaming yourself, you lose. Because that's what they want. They're already blaming you. So if you start blaming yourself, you give them that excuse. If you start saying things like, well, I'm not perfect either. Got you. As soon as you open your mouth and say that, they got you. As soon as you say, well, I haven't been perfect either. I haven't been the best. As soon as you start saying it, yes, you might not have been a perfect person. Nobody's a perfect person, y'all. You're just stating the obvious when you say, I haven't been a perfect person, unless you've been out here cheating and doing some craziness. You know what I mean? But like, the perfect person stuff goes out the door. You know? Being a perfect person goes out the door. But when you say that to them, you lose. I promise you. Because they got you now. Because now they can just say, oh, we both made mistakes. You see it, you were the perfect person, so now you're taking it back, so you do think you're perfect. Y'all, stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming yourself. I'm just telling you, just being realistic. Stop blaming yourself and giving this person more excuses. Stop excusing their behaviors, because their behaviors are not justified because of their childhood, their growth, what they've been through, their current situation, somebody that passed away 15 years ago, the job that they lost, a girl that broke their heart 25 years ago, a man that cheated on them 15 years ago. Y'all, that does not excuse their behaviors or how they treat you right now. Get down to the nitty gritty of it, y'all. But seriously, I appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Again, join my support groups. Take my mini course. I have some more courses coming out as well, y'all. Link is in the description. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.